Would you turn in your Bibles, Old Testament? I'm focusing on a couple verses actually today, but for reasons I will share with you in just a minute. Esther chapter 4, what a great book, verses 13 and 14. And these are words, the famous words of Mordecai to his charge, actually cousin Esther, rags to riches story. He said this: "Do not think because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position now for such a time as this." Let's pray. Father in heaven, again, thanks for a beautiful summer or springtime here in the Bitterroot, Lord. And we just thank you for allowing us to live in this beautiful part of your creation. Lord, wait upon you and for your work in our lives and in our church. And as we always pray, we pray for spiritual eyes that see and spiritual ears that hear everything you want to say to us this morning through the power of your Holy Spirit. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name, saying, amen. So it's kind of hard to believe. I was thinking about it this week. Mosaic Church is now almost nearly 9.5 years old. It's hard to believe that so many amazing things could happen in such a relatively short period of time, because as many of you know, Mosaic was born out of immense suffering and pain. And for those of you who are, I guess the old word would be founding members, right? You know that when we started this church, we said we were going to be a different kind of church. How many of you started with Mosaic back 9.5 years ago? Yeah, thank you for your faithfulness and your encouragement of me and Deb. You know, when we started this church, we said we were going to be done with the old church rules. Some of you, you know, grew up in churches that had rule after rule, the traditions of men. We said that not because of out of some sort of mere spite, but rather we couldn't see any of that stuff in the pages of God's Word, the Bible. And so a unique people began to emerge of all different shapes, sizes, and walks of life, a people who rallied to this saying, right? As long as it's illegal, not illegal, not illegal, Freudian slip, as long as it's not illegal, immoral, or unbiblical, we're going to what? Ride till the wheels fall off. You know, when I share that with other people and other Christians and churches, I've had pastors look at me like I have two heads. You know, and I don't really care. We are a people who are willing to try new things. And when Mosaic Church was founded, we said we would not major on the minors in life, right? Or in our church life, right? We'd welcome all people in Jesus' name, and that the Bible would be the final word on all matters. We would give generously from the heart, and we would not engage in bait and switch tactics. So nearly 9.5 years of our church life, we've seen God do amazing things on a weekly basis. I mean, I walk away from church every Sunday encouraged, seeing some movement of God in someone's life or something happening. Or I think my favorite line for this day will be walking away with what Shannon said, taken from the, was it, what'd you say, the 2000th chapter of Shannon's Bad Decisions? I love that, because I mean, this is what God does in our lives, right? There is no one too far from the Lord that cannot receive the Lord's healing, amen? This is good stuff, and this is kind of the stuff that we love doing. We have seen radical loving in the form of building a church community of very diverse people from different walks of life. It shouldn't work, but it does well. We have seen radical giving in the form of thousands of dollars going into our local people in dire need, right? And local community benevolence. Because of your faithfulness, we can do things really quick. You know, most churches, they have a committee. I hate committees, you know this. I didn't ask him, but Jason, what's that committee say, did he?
Search, if you will, your towns and cities, and tell me if you find statues of committees.
Amen. Amen. We hate committees. My doctoral mentor's desk, he had a plaque that said, "For God so loved the world that he didn't send a committee. He sent his own son, Jesus Christ." It cost him something, right? He loves us so much. Radical loving, radical giving, radical forgiveness in the form of marriages and families powerfully brought back together after being on the brink of utter ruin. That's always just a blessing. And there's no reason in our minds that God wouldn't continue to do and even do even more amazing things in our midst. God's people have been faithful, and God has blessed us all. And I want to share a few things about that specifically today. God's word in Ecclesiastes 3, right? Here's a famous line. There is a time and a season for what? Everything under heaven. And as I've been thinking about the timing of God in our lives this week, my mind turned back to that particular story. And I think we're going to do an adult education series on it because it's so good. The story of Esther, if you haven't read it in a while, in the Old Testament. One of the fascinating things about this story and this book is it's all about dramatic reversals throughout the story. Just when you figure things, you know, aren't ever going to change in life, that's so often the moment when God shows up and enters into the picture, right? This story, it's a time when a poor Jewish girl was made queen of the entire Persian Empire. Talk about rags to riches. Dramatic reversal. The fate of her Jewish people were at stake, and a wicked and evil man, Haman, not Mordecai, that's her relative, wanted to enact physical genocide upon them. So here we are, chapter 4. Esther is suddenly shaken from her luxurious lifestyle by the dramatic words of her cousin Mordecai, upsetting and reversing her life. There's Esther 4:13 and 14. He said, "Don't think that just because you live in the king's house that you alone of all the Jews will escape. If you remain quiet and silent at this time, God will provide relief and deliverance for the Jews from another place, but you and your family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to a royal position for such a time as this." There are moments and times and seasons in our life that requires decisions. We talked about that in adult ed. The Greek word krisis is where we get the word crisis from. There are moments, and crises don't have to be horrible things. They can be decision. Literally in Greek, crisis means decision time. There are times when we need to make decisions for such a time as this. So God raised up Esther as the instrument of his purposes for his people in that time, because again, there's a time and a season for everything under heaven. But so often as silly human beings, our eyes and attention are often focused on the wrong things, right? Particularly in the acquisition of money and possessions. And sometimes we tend to ask the wrong questions as well. Kind of like the time when a man prayed to God and asked, "Lord, how long is a million years?" To which God replied, "Well, to me, that's just like a minute." Then the man asked the Lord, "Lord, how much really is $1 million? To which God replied, "Well, to me, it's just like a penny." By this point, the man could hardly contain himself. You know where this is going. He asked, "Lord, could you give me a penny?" To which God replied, "Possibly, but you'll have to wait a minute." Right? Come on. You know you've thought this. Do we really believe as Christians that we are stewards of everything God gives us? Do you own anything? Or are you God's steward of what he gives you, whatever that may or may not be? Right? And do we trust God for that? Psalm 24 says this, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, and the world and all who live on it." It's all God's. Now, back in November of 2019, some of you people remember this season, just before the service, I remember Lee Foss came to me. It was actually right before I was preaching. I was like, ugh. He said he had some rather shocking news. It felt like a dramatic reversal at the time, but not the pleasant or exciting kind. He had told me, he said, "Look, the building has been finally sold to an investor from, guess where? California." And that Mark and Don Weyer, the former owners, would be closing the final transaction with this gentleman in early December 2019. And in an instant, you can imagine my mind is racing, trying to figure out what are we going to do. We had been meeting here. They allowed us to meet here and pay them whatever we could scrape up at the end of every month. We've been meeting here for 3 years. And Lee further said the papers would be officially signed on Monday the next day by 4 p.m. That's a dramatic reversal, right? Well, needless to say, Wayne and Greg and I had a lot to think about and talk about and pray about the next morning at men's prayer meeting, which is always a hoot. Not that day, well, for a good part of it anyway. But anyway, we had a lot to think about. We knew that the building would eventually be sold, but it felt like one of Esther's dramatic reversals, right? Not the encouraging kind. And so for several hours, we sat back there at one of the tables, and we turned over every stone and rock we could think of. And then something came to us that felt like another dramatic reversal, but this time it was a far more encouraging kind. And I can't make this stuff up. Our church history is made up of God moving in crazy ways. I had remembered just a few months previously, Mark finally asked me to sign an actual lease for this building for the church, a legally binding contract, rental month-to-month kind of thing, because it was better for his tax purposes with the government and all that kind of stuff. I said, yeah, sure, makes sense. There was a little proviso that I did not pay any attention to that would be a game changer later on, just sort of dumb luck. Well, it's God's thing, not mine, definitely, right? That should someone offer to buy the building at the greatly reduced price of $339,000, that's what we got this building for. I ain't a real estate guy, but Mr. Foss, what do you think this joint's worth now?
And three times.
Three times that. All right, this is God's work. At the time, our next door neighbor, well, she's still there, Marla, with Elevate Fitness, she would get the first right of refusal. So as part of my real estate education, which is not very expansive, that's why I talked with Lee about stuff like this. And she would have that right, and that Mosaic Church would have the second right of refusal if someone offered to buy the building. So we put two and two together for a few hours, and just before the 4 p.m. deadline, Mark contacted Marla, who's now our tenant, and was informed that Marla had declined her first right on this building. And so it automatically came to us. We had 2 hours to decide. That was it. 2 hours before it was signed. We thought about it, and Wayne read from Ecclesiastes 3, "For there is a time and a season for everything under heaven." It's like, okay. And I read from Esther 4, "For such a time as this." And then, in yet another dramatic reversal, only having 2 hours to make a decision, we realized something. We realized that for only $5,000 earnest money down, Mosaic Church would then have a little over a month to make its decision about whether we were going to purchase and finance this building for future ministry endeavors in downtown Hamilton. So we prayed about it and unanimously agreed to put $5,000 down, securing the time and the discussion needed for the possible purchasing of this building as Mosaic's permanent home. Knowing that if it was decided that we weren't going to do that, we would lose, well, only $5,000. The building would go back on the market. But here's the thing. In God's economy, there is a time and a season for everything under heaven, and the events of that week caused us to dramatically realize that for such a time as this. So on one Sunday, it looked like it appeared the building was being sold, and we would need to look for a new home for the church. On the next day, we put $5,000 down in earnest money, securing time to further consider and pray about whether this should be our permanent home. By midweek, we already had commitments of $40,000 down for a down payment, taking that price from $339 to $299. And by Friday, in consultation with our resident financial expert at the time, Dr. Travis Joyner, he helped us walk through the facts and figures of this tremendous opportunity before us. A building smack dab down in Hamilton with great visibility and utility to grow in our vision and values of being radically loving, giving, and forgiving right here in our local community. The only difference was that we would actually own the building and securing it as our permanent home for Mosaic Church. So this is what God did in a single week at that time, right? We went from being nearly homeless, right, to virtually owning a home pending raising some more money for the down payment and the financing. We even saved on the commission because Mosaic's own Lee Foss very generously became the real estate agent. And to quote our dear friend Travis Joyner, he said, "People, this is a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer." We're like, okay, let's get busy. This is how God works for such a time as this. And so, speaking of dramatic reversals, I'm very excited this morning to share with you all that I just received literally a challenge from someone who loves and is committed to the future well-being of Mosaic Church, but does not even live here in Montana, right? Here's another example of God's work and movement at Mosaic Church. Remember during the COVID pandemic, a lot of churches began to live stream services. I remember Greg starting us off with his phone. We started with Greg's phone, and over time, right, we invested in some really state-of-the-art sound and tech ministries. Thank you to Sven and Marie, who do this every single Sunday back there. Thank you. Did you know that now, we're learning more all the time, a variety of people in states and even other nations are tuning into Mosaic Church on a weekly basis? That's the power of that, including this anonymous believer who has generously offered us a tremendous opportunity. And here it is, right? Because of your generosity and faithfulness to the Lord, in the 6.5 years since Mosaic Church has been paying down this building, we've gone from a debt of $339,000 to today, we only owe $38,000 on this building. Yeah, thank you. Thank you and thank the Lord. So let me cut to the chase. Here's my point. We have been offered recently a matching grant contribution from an individual who will remain anonymous. Every dollar that you give, an additional dollar will be given by this generous believer who is an enthusiastic member of Mosaic's growing online family. They don't even live here, but they love what we do here, and they tune in addition to their own church experience. So now we are easily within striking range of paying off our church mortgage and freeing vital funds for future ministry endeavors. Now, as you may know, this past year has been both an exciting and even challenging year of transitions. We've talked about transitions, and many of you have gone through transitions of various kinds, and transitions and change doesn't have to be a bad thing. It can be a very, very good thing. So we have consistently asked God for wisdom. So in our teaching times, in our praying times, and sermon times, there's been a lot of focus on acquiring wisdom, and that will continue on this year. Now, you may have noticed that the average age of people and families attending Mosaic has become much younger. Have you noticed this? Amen. Yeah, this is good because that's the future of the Church of Jesus Christ, right? We're grateful for that. And then, you know, in recent days, we've lost some dear loved ones who have passed to be with the Lord. We've lost some people through transfer of various sorts. This meant in the last year or so, our church finances have been really rather tight, more than ever before. But if we pay off our mortgage, this is going to give us crucial wiggle room in our finances. Now, here's the deal. I have said this before, I say it again, and I want you to know, I do not, nor do I ever want to know who gives what here at Mosaic Church. I only infrequently talk about finances and that sort of thing. But finances are very spiritual, are they not? Right? They're really important. So I don't know who gives what or who will give what or any of that kind of stuff. That is between you, the Lord, and our treasurer extraordinaire, Sarah Reeves, back there. Say hi, Sarah. If you don't know Sarah, you know, the thing is with treasury stuff, it's one of those jobs that if it's being done well, nobody notices. If it's being done badly, everybody notices, right? And so we're grateful for Sarah. serving in that way for, well, geez, since the beginning, I think, really. Yeah. So thank you, Sarah. So we have this opportunity before us, and the demographic is becoming younger. We love that. And so I want to do something today that I've never done in 35 years of pastoral ministry. No, I'm not going to sing. That would be cruel. That's why we have Anne-Marie. So I want to do, there's a time and a season for everything, for such a time as this. And here's the deal. I never ask you to do anything I myself am not willing to do, right? Your preacher better be put his money where his mouth is, literally. So Deb and I have chosen from our own personal finances to give $1,500 to start this party off. And the cool thing about that is that because of the generous contribution of someone else, this now becomes $3,000 for the building fund, right? So not about me, it's about what God's doing. It's fun to be a part of it. So I want to know who will joyfully join us in destroying the balance of the church mortgage. This will give a brighter financial future for Mosaic Church. Now, of course, everyone has different financial means, and this is my prayer that everyone will participate in some way. And again, I won't know who you are. I don't need to know. That's between you, the Lord, and Sarah, right? But hopefully you will be a part of this tremendous opportunity that God has placed before us. I mean, it might be $50, might be $500, $1,000, $5,000. That's between you and the Lord. Can I get $10,000? You know, sound like a televangelist. It's not for me anyway. But, think about it. What if we not only obliterated the church mortgage, what if we went far beyond and started filling the barn, as they used to say? Or where I'm from, stacking ammo. Well, that works out here too, for different purposes. Whatever image you like, right, to secure Mosaic Church's future ministry and reach here in the Bitterroot Valley. They said when we started this church, oh, you'll never be able to start a church downtown Hamilton. People have tried and can't happen. Well, here we are almost 10 years later. Thank you very much. But it's not about us, it's about God, right? More on that. I'm going to have Greg and in the near future share about the word he put on Greg's heart, because it turned out to be rather prophetic and pretty encouraging. So that's coming up in the days ahead. But at any rate, securing ministry here for the local place, but also many of you have been blessed by our missionary ground partners, Sam Namalabe, who comes each year from Uganda, East Africa. He's not interested in going to the big cities. He wants to come to the valley so he can learn best farming and ranching techniques. Yeah. And the Fosses and the Hulls and other people have hosted him, and he's learned a ton. He's got an amazing demonstration farm in Uganda. I've been there a couple times. And he's teaching pastors who don't get paid how to grow better crops and coffee and fruit and that kind of stuff to support their families so they can do the ministry. You met Joel and Sheila Meyer. Joel is my former assistant at the other place. And They're ministering in Indonesia, hopefully, I think Joel will be coming this coming summer again as well. So we get to partner with different ones. So the Bible says this, look, everything we have as Christians belongs to the Lord ultimately. We are stewards. The question is not whether you have a lot or little. The question is, how are you investing in kingdom purposes, the purposes of God? Because we all know, right, we know we can't take our money and our possessions with us, right? Or have we learned nothing from the Egyptian pharaohs? Right? Kind of like the time when a miserly old man told his wife that when he died, he wanted her to put all of his money in the coffin with him and be buried with it. Being a dutiful wife, she agreed to do so, causing her pastor to seriously question her motives. When the day came, the old man died, and the woman's pastor said, are you still going to bury your husband with all that money? To which she said, yes, of course, those were the final wishes of my husband. But instead of filling the coffin with actual $100 bills, she placed a simple envelope in his right hand, and in it contained a check for the total amount. It simply required him to cash it at his earliest convenience. Here's my point. Would you pray about all of this? This is not meant to strong arm or anything. I'm just the facts, ma'am, right? Join us in this tremendous opportunity that God has presented to us. I believe that for such a time as this, and here's our goal and our desire. We have a fun kickoff Sunday. We don't do the church annual meetings because I hate those because they're boring and people fight. And we have an annual church celebration and we talk about what God has done and what we think he's doing. Here's what I want to do at our fall kickoff come September. I want to have a mortgage burning service. What do you think? Wouldn't that be awesome? Free it up. Free it up. Why? For such a time as this. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for your work and your movement in our lives, Lord, in so many different ways. It'd be hard to recount all the ways. We thank you for Shannon's testimony today of what you have and are continue to do in her life and the ministries that will be before her, I know, in the days ahead. We thank you for this generous matching contribution, and we just pray that this would be the moment when we can destroy this mortgage and free it for further ministry uses in the days ahead. Thank you that you've called us to be radical giving, and thank you that finances are spiritual. So we pray you'd speak to our hearts in the days ahead about how each and every one of us can be a part in some way of this. And we thank you and praise you that we get to know you, love you, and serve you in this time and place. And we pray this in Jesus' name, saying, amen.